Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Can't go wrong with the King of Pop. Someone was saying, remember when his video releases were like the biggest thing, where you'd race home from school so that you could be home in time to see when like Thriller premiered or, you know, any of these?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, his videos were kind of second to none to other videos, right?
Yeah. And he had like big time movie directors doing them.
I don't remember racing home to watch them.
Someone on Twitter said that, but I do remember they'd have the world premiere and it'd always be about 3:30 in the afternoon. I know Thriller was huge with Vincent Price and the whole...
Oh, yeah, and the effort that they put in that video was like a movie. Yep. Like the effort that you would put in a movie is the effort that they put in that video.
AJ's asking me, what kind of weird arm do I have that your elbow would only go... He's like, bro, you said when you raise your arm over your head, you only get elbow to fingers. Yeah, dumbass, because the top of your head, we've already measured that part. Now who's the dumbass? We've measured from the shoulder to the top of the head, so you exclude that, which is essentially the shoulder to the elbow. So we had, you're right, I missed the elbow to the wrist, which, I don't know what mine would be, but that looks like about, 15 inches. It might be close. I mean, somebody did say that somebody had a good point that vertical is measured standing still. So he gets a running jump, too. So
that is true.
He may
that
just be clearing it by a couple of inches with a run. Somebody else said adrenaline. I'm going to need you to slow down on that. And then somebody said there's actually video of him dunking. So this was all moot. But I said I was going to try it, and we'll see. The math works out. That's all I wanted to check. Everyone calm down. All right.
Look at Joel's face.
I know. I wish I had a picture of Joel's face right now to tweet out. You all right, Joel?
I'm good.
What are you, why are you being weird?
I'm doing the slow head turn.
The very slow turn.
Yeah. I can't believe you can't remember the when MTV used to world premiere all these videos. They raced home from school to see it, but I just remember like the
because they would have the globe and then they would be like,
and they were like, world premiere. They promote it for like a week. You know, next week, Monday, 3:30 in the afternoon, the world premiere of Michael Jackson.
And now they don't even show videos.
Yeah, Lisa and I were talking about that the other day. I was like, yeah, honey, why don't you pop on some MTV and you can get your way back. She's like, as if they'd show videos anymore. Because then when they started really getting, when they got into remote control, which was still big.
Yeah.
And all those kind of shows. Then that's when VH1 started to get popular.
Wasn't Adam Sandler on remote control?
Yeah. Yeah. Kari Werwer was.
Oh.
Yeah, Kari Werwer was one of the girl on there that guys used to salivate about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and what was your guy, Colin Quinn, right?
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah, Colin Quinn was on there.
A couple of people are saying, wait a minute, Michael Jackson's not a one-hit wonder. Okay, you guys missed the beginning of the show when we said that there was some miscommunication amongst the team.
Yep.
In the emails that were flying about, we said it would either be one-hit wonders or just songs that you liked in the 80s that were some of your best. So that's why.
You guys disappointed, by the way? Breaking news that the par three contest at the Masters has been canceled due to weather.
Poor Todd. Isn't he there for that?
Is Todd at the Masters?
I think he's there for that.
Yeah, I think he got some sort of deal where he got to go for free or something. I don't know. All I know, he's over there because I was told by Kirsten that he's over there.
I'll tell you what. Like I said, even if you're not a golfer, that's on your bucket. If you're a sports fan, that should be on your bucket list. All right, we've had Adam waiting a long time, wants to talk about the draft. Adam, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? That's A-T-O-M, Adam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they spelled it wrong again.
We can't trust our interns. We can't trust our interns, and their spelling has been questionable forever, so we apologize.
That's right. Listen, white guys can dance. I'm proof of that. So
you get your freak
on the hate of the white guys can't dance.
No, I didn't say white guys can't dance, did I? Because I can dance. I'm a white guy, Adam, and I can dance.
All right.
I didn't say that.
Yep.
I just said that I said universally that song's get the white folks on the floor. Doesn't mean that they dance well, and not all of them do.
I dance well.
Okay, well, then you're the 1% of white people that can dance. You and me, we're it. Like, per capita in the city of Houston, you and me, bud, we're it. We're the white guys that can dance.
Nice. For the draft, I was just going to say, I've been messing around with draft simulators.
Okay.
And, I think we should be hitting defense since all these guys are projects for quarterbacks. And in the late round, I would pick up Chad Kelly because I think he has the most potential out of all of them.
He certainly has one of the better arms. But does he not scare you?
No. I think you call up, Jim Kelly and say, if you got any issues, just talk to him. But
it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to – if you're going to look for the backup for a guy, you're not going to go to a family member who's assuredly going to say, oh, he can play. But I'm not against it, Adam. I'm going to tell you this right now. I thought about it before. I had read something where he got hurt again during his pro day at Ole Miss. But I will say this. In term, you have to worry about what's between his ears. But when you talk about a guy that has the tools that was very highly touted until he started getting into all this trouble – if you can get him in like the fifth, sixth round, or if he slides, there's a guy I definitely would take a shot at because what do you got to lose?
They already have a project, though, guys. They already have a project. It's called Tom Savage. He's a project.
But you don't know if he can stay healthy.
You got a guy who's already been injured twice and he hasn't even stepped on an NFL field yet. He had the ACL injury. He re-injured himself throwing 35 passes at his pro day. And that just seems like a risk and a wasted pick if the dude's going to get hurt.
Here's the thing.
He has potential, yes. But... I mean, look how he's fallen. I mean, he wasn't even – you've got the off-the-field issues that the Texans are probably going to want to stay away from anyways.
Got anything else, Adam?
All these guys are potential, right? All these guys have potential, but they're all – it's going to be a project. So why not wait and take the best players in the beginning, like Jabril Peppers? I think that would be a super good fit for us. Some kind of offensive tackle, tight end, running back. Linebacker, a coverage linebacker, and then hit that quarterback in the late round who's going to be have the same stuff as these other guys, where he could start, has the potential, but might have some issues. I'll take his issues over the other guys' issues.
Okay.
If fair. I can pick him up, in the sixth or seventh round.
Fair enough. We appreciate the call, Adam. Thanks a lot, man. He mentions Peppers. I don't know where you'd play him. There's a guy that's listed in the combine as a linebacker, who most people say, because of his speed, would be a nickelback and a return guy that is an incredible athlete, but they're not sure where he's going to play in the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't know why Adam was so determined for the Texans to go defense in round one. That's not their problem right now. Their problem is on the other side of the ball. They're thin in O-line. They have issues they have holes to fill on defense. But I wouldn't do that in the first round because, like you said, it's also a deep defensive draft. I mean, when I was looking at the last draft board I looked at, like the first 10, like the first nine guys were secondary. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, if it's that deep of a draft, then I think I would try to grab an offensive tackle that's worth a damn, put him on the other side of Dwayne Brown.
Based on what the right side looks like, you might want to take several linemen in this draft,
right?
And defensive backs, because at least they're loaded up with those. In this draft, supposedly, offensive linemen and defensive backs are going to be the best players available. So
yeah, and so you don't. I mean, Kelly's off the field stuff doesn't scare you at all?
here's the thing. What I was trying to say was if you get him like 7th, 8th, late, or if he goes undrafted, you got nothing to lose bringing him in.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Undrafted or even 7th round. If you're
you may have a lot of GMs scared to death of exactly what you're talking about. So if he goes undrafted, it's kind of like a poor man's Mixon.
Right.
So if he goes undrafted, bring him in and take a shot because, look, you know he's got tools. It's just what's going on between his ears.
Okay. I mean, I guess 4th through 6th, I still wouldn't do that.
I agree with that.
7th round, 7th round or undrafted, I would be all right with that.
Is this the video, by the way, where he was where the charcoal sketches, the whole
drawing?
Video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
This is a,
yes.
That was a good video.
Badass song, too. This is a great selection. Fantastic song. This is one of those songs that you're driving around, you're singing in your car, and you're literally screaming, singing at the top of your lungs. And if someone turned the music off and listened to you, you would sound terrible.
Yep.
But you sound so good in your mind.
Especially the high note.
You would never admit that you're listening.
Especially that high note. That can you imagine Trey hitting the high note?
Can we ask him to do so?
There's something for you. He may be able to sketch the video for you, too. You never know.
Let's ask him. Just bring him in and ask him to hit the high note on this song.
Trey karaoke.
A-ha was not one of my favorite groups, but if you want me to sing Oasis, I'll sing Oasis. All right. We got to hit a break because we haven't hit many on time. We're going to step away. We'll be right back with much more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Let's fight.
I will break you.
This is so good. Do you run to this, Joel?
This one's overplayed.
Nick, do you run to this?
I do not.
You don't?
I would, but I don't run. I, like, never run, bro.
You don't
like,
have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. This makes me want to shadow box or something.
I will tell you this.
Joel, let's go pound some meat.
I know what you're referring to, but I know how awkward that sounded.
Let's go.
I do run to the other. There's another, like, a training tune that was sampled by in Rocky. That was sampled by is it P. Diddy and Mace?
Who? Which song?
With Puffy and Mace. It was
Don't Push Us Because We're Close to the Edge. That song, or was that not? That was Puffy and Mace.
Yeah, it was. I'll find it for you though. I can't think of it offhand, but it's one of the training songs from Rocky. But man, I'll tell you what. Talk about a distinctive voice for a lead singer.
Yeah,
this was like a poor man's Steve Perry in some ways too.
Yes,
yeah.
He does have a very Steve Perry sound.
Yeah. Josh Rapp says, by the way, it's the first time ever in the history of the Masters that the par 3 contest was canceled, which is good for somebody because no one that's ever won the par 3 contest has ever won the tournament. So there you have it.
I just gotta say, Lamont just—he's
on a roll.
He sent me a GIF of. You ever seen Boys in the Hood?
That's Lawrence Fishburne.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene when what is his name?
Lawrence Fishburne?
No, not Lawrence Fishburne.
He played the dad, right?
Yeah. Show Me the Money Kid. The Show Me the Money Guy.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Do you remember the scene when he's mad and the chick is sitting there, the hot chick, by the way, is sitting in the living room with him and he starts just violently flailing his arms like he's swinging at nothing? Because he's so frustrated. It's a very poignant scene in the movie. It's a very emotional scene. And it's one of the funniest damn things to me and of anything that's ever been put on film. Because it's so corny and supposed to be so emotional. But it's ridiculous looking. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know I'm supposed to be serious at that point in the movie. All I do is laugh absurdly loud. And how ridiculous this looks. And everyone's always like, even when I'm watching with my boys, they're just like, dude, you're an a-hole. I'm like, that's hilarious. They're like, this is the sad part. Like, no, that's hilarious. I think it was right after he's like, give me the mother bleeping gun, Trey.
give me the mother peeping gun.
Yeah, I was not laughing at all in that scene.
Yeah, I was. That was hilarious. I almost said it. She almost had to dump me. That was hilarious. That's a great scene.
The song,
I'm sorry that's insensitive.
The song was Victory, by the way.
Victory.
By Puff Daddy with B.I.G.
Oh, okay.
Where they play the training song from Rocky.
Okay.
The sun don't shine forever, but as long as we're here, yeah,
the very
well
first one
together.
On P. Diddy's album.
Yep. And that's the the building horn section of Rocky training on the beach.
Is it?
Yep, there you go. That's on my that is definitely on all of my workout.
Yeah. You better be careful. That could be.
No, I don't think. I think it's clean.
No, it's not clean.
It isn't?
That song is not clean.
I mean, there's a clean version, but I wasn't sure that was a clean version.
That's the song.
Yeah.
But they're sampling right there from Rocky, his training.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Training tune.
That's interesting. All right.
Chuck, you want to get in here? You've been holding a while. We appreciate you. You want to talk about music selection?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Y'all love the show.
Appreciate you, Chuck.
I couldn't agree with you more, Barry, about that scene in the movie. I laugh every time I see it.
Isn't it great?
I got to say, man, y'all, every one of y'all's man talks needs to be taken away with the crap y'all put on as far as music. Oh, my God. Can we get some early hip-hop? Can we get some raw blues? Can we get a little classic rock, not generic? Just something good, and I got some bad news for you also.
Uh-oh.
Bill O'Brien's going to draft DeShone Kizer.
You think?
He's going to go. He loves Notre Dame kids. He loves Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly scorched the earth on Kizer. That's what you're going to get. I'll listen to y'all. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate the call, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, step up to the plate and give us your list.
Yeah,
your list.
He said hip hop, and you know we've done so much on our Way Back Wednesdays,
and I think that's the reason why we all naturally avoided it. Like,
yeah. Plus we had a miscommunication. I went with one hit wonders, so I mean it's not like I went with my best songs of the 80s.
But he is right. I mean, hip hop flourished in the 80s. The beginning of the golden era of hip hop started in the 80s, around 86. But I'm with you. I didn't want to do that because we're going to do that anyways. We've been doing that.
Our playlists have already labeled us.
Yeah, it was already supposed to be more of a pop feel to these songs. And I think that's what we're doing. We're doing, you know, top 40 pop 80s stuff.
You guys have already called me New Jack City several times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but okay, I'm going to say this too. And I love Chuck, and I know he's a loyal listener. But I want to see Chuck's list. And then off the cuff, I wanted to ask Chuck, give me five hip-hop R&B artist you would have put on the list, and I just want to see if he'd come up with at least three.
Well, if he's not happy with the list, he's not gonna like the next one either. So,
Barry, because when he goes to Notre Dame and he gets himself Kizer, right now, Kizer Sose and Usual Suspects, see how I blended that all together? It comes together like a big fish in the sea.
Chuck's going to murder you.
Nah.
You see what happens? Because then I'll say, like, why are you being mean? He's like, I'm not mean to anyone, but then you're just making fun of Chuck. I would never do that. Jitterbug?
Whoa, you whammed it.
I did.
You went wham.
He put the boom boom into his heart.
Didn't I play this on International Women's Day?
Did you?
No.
That would have been good.
Because I really would have believed that you would do something like that.
I played all female songs, but yeah, that was the point. That was the joke.
This is the white man's overbite?
Yeah. This is definitely the song you do the Carlton.
Yeah, the Carlton, exactly right.
Tell the truth, though, Joel. I have to because you lie so much.
I've never lied on anything with this show, so I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I'm going to ask this, but don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
Got it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Did you have the fluorescent fingerless gloves?
No.
You're a damn lie.
Hell, I am. I'm telling you certain things in our high school, that wasn't happening. I'm going to tell you right now.
How long? Was that a thing for a while?
Yeah, with Wham.
Well, Wham, because Wham did everything. They had the neons and the glow.
So they started this
on the video.
They had the fingerless, fluorescent pink, and fluorescent green.
Right, in the video. Yes. But people actually wore it in
the
public?
I remember the gloves being worn in high school. But I know those t-shirts that had the, like, what was it?
Wham!
Or, yeah, they had other statements that were being made. One word.
Life, love.
Life and love, all that.
Truth.
Those were really popular.
Yeah. How in the hell did we not know George Michael was gay? There were so many signs.
Oh, forever.
So many signs. Bro, he was rocking capris in 84. How in the hell did we not know?
With the highlighted hair.
That dude wasn't...
The poofy highlighted
gay.
Hair.
Gay. I mean, he was gay.
Everybody thought
How did we not know that? We all missed it.
The duet with Elton John was just a beautiful ballad.
We whiffed.
It was a beautiful ballad.
Yeah, I was
ballad.
Like, look at that straight guy singing with Elton John. Isn't that sweet? Oops.
Still a good song, Nick. But there's one. That, Nick, right there, we were talking in the break. Videos and groups that were made by MTV because of their videos, that was one of them. When Wham absolutely exploded because of that video with the neon, with those two guys, all the girls thought they were hot.
And this is the time where MTV was actually playing the entire video.
Because right.
Like in the late 90s, they started just playing portions of videos. You know what
was his partner's name? Andrew Ridgely?
Bro, I have no idea. Might as well be the Pink
Ranger. I'll look it up if you really want to know. Idea.
George Michael, and I think it was Andrew Ridgely, something like that, made Wham. Anyway,
made we're Wham. This,
in more ways than one. We're going to hit this one on time, and we're going to continue to roll on. Lamont, we see you. We'll get to you in a minute. You want to talk about the MVP race. If you guys want to join in on the show, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on a text or a phone call. 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. This is Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Come over here. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot he had to do that. I was just going to say, I'm anti-Chuck right now.
Why?
Because I thought all of us so far did a really good job with our list. I like Nick's playlist.
I think Chuck's just, he's not feeling the softness of today.
I haven't checked Twitter. Am I getting heat too? Or
no. No, you're not. But I think just Chuck, and I get why, if you don't know what the goal of today was, which was just 80s, nostalgic 80s from like movies and stuff like that, that you know, kind of, because last week, and I got a tweet from Greg the Beer Man, who was like, man, come on Eileen for a one-hit wonder. And that's what started today's Wayback Wednesday theme was last week we were talking about one-hit wonders like Come On Eileen and other songs. And so it inspired us to do something like that in the vein of what we talked about last week with those kind of one-hit wonders or those poppy songs that, you know, there was more pop than anything else. So we're trying to stick to that as much as possible, but we're also doing stuff that we like.
Shut up, Beavis. You said in the vein.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. MTV. Sorry.
Hey, if you're in the need for tires, Nexen Tire is where you want to go. Leading warranty in the tire industry, exclusive free roadside assistance. If you get a flat, Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle absolutely free. They are the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers around the globe. Check out Nexen Tire on the web or learn more at NexenTireUSA.com.
There you have it. Nexen Tires. And on that note, Lamont's been waiting a while. I'm surprised because of the fantastic tweets, but I'm curious. MVP race, my man, what's on your mind?
Hey, in the spirit of the show, man, I thought you guys were just hitting all one-hit wonders. I didn't know it was just a rock, but I did have another one that does not fall in your category.
What's
but,
up?
Craig Mack, Flavor in Your Ear.
Yes. Flavor in Your Ear. Craig, but he had another, Craig Mack had two, though. He had two hits, Lamont.
Flavor in Your Ear was his big one. But what a lot of people do not know is very rumored in New York City when I was up there, when I was living up there, that Craig Mack wrote all of Ready to Die, Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die, and he tried to sue Puff for it.
I heard that. I heard that as well. Yeah, he was the ghostwriter for a lot of that. Yep.
Yeah. The MVP race, and this is towards you, Joel. When J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers was going head to head for the MVP race, who did you think was better deserving?
Well, that's a great question. You know who I, in my heart, who I would say, but I think that What it came down to me was, if I was trying to look at it realistically, I was going to say who had the ball, who had control of the game with the ball in their hands more. And it's probably an unfair way to look at it, simply because you're going to get discriminated against as a defensive player in an MVP race, simply because the offensive players, whether they're running it, catching it, or throwing it, have the ball in their hands so much. But I mean, that's the way I looked at it. That's why I was also, you know, very much in Aaron's corner for that. But look, it's hard to take away anything from either guy. And I think in part, that's why the NFL went to having an offensive and defensive player of the year.
Okay. What I'm ultimately getting to is, I'm no Harden fan. I'm no Rockets fan. But I can't escape this MVP conversation. You guys know how I feel about it. But I'm listening to people talk now, and it seems like it seems like some things have changed, because back then when that race was going on, J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers, the common thought from everyone was, so what that J.J. Watt is doing something historical that no one has ever done, because that was a historical defensive year. We're talking 20 sacks, 5 touchdowns, countless fumbles. He was doing he would literally have to walk on water or turn bread into wine or something for him to win that. But now I'm hearing that, you know, Russell Westbrook, Westbrook is doing something that's never heard. And that's just a common theme now. But Aaron Rodgers didn't do anything special to me. I mean, it was special, but it was not unheard of. I mean, we just seen Brady and Manning put up those kind of numbers. What J.J. Watt did, and this is not a conversation about J.J. Watt, but how the tone has changed and how people are looking at this versus that. And it's just kind of crazy to me, man. You know, back then it was all about and then the one that everyone else uses is, you know, J.J. Watt didn't make it to the playoffs, but Aaron Rodgers did get his team into the playoffs. And they try to use that conversation with Westbrook. But come on, man. Over 50% of the NBA gets in the playoffs. Yeah. To me, I don't see it all as something good that Westbrook is averaging a triple-double or whatever. His team still sucks, and that's all I have.
We appreciate it, Lamont. Look, again, this goes back to the whole criteria discussion we've said all along. Simply because we don't have a clearly defined list of criteria that states this is what you're in the run, this is how you're in the running for MVP. We've said, look, you know, every year LeBron James could win the MVP simply because of what he means to his team and what they would be without him. But when you look at this race right here, this is what I feared all along. I've said all along, because as Barry and I have talked about, the fact that I had the Rockets as a 7-8 seed at best going into this year, and the fact that they're going to lock up the 3 either tonight or by the weekend means that that's just a fantastic season, and that's all because of number 13. So I think he should win it for a lot of reasons. But even if you go back 2 years ago and say, well, Steph Curry won it over Harden, which I thought Harden was the deserving candidate to win it that year as well, but they said, well, Steph's team won more games. Well, now the Rockets have won more games than Oklahoma City. But my biggest fear of all was the hype that was going to be centered around the fact that if and when, and now he's done it, averages a triple-double for an entire season, and it hasn't been done since the 60s, regardless of whether if the Big O did or didn't win the MVP that year, it was going to be a huge media deal. And just like we were talking about with MTV back in the day, how MTV made groups and made them popular and made them into, you know, a can't miss when they only had one hit. It's like what the media can do in a race like this year. I tweeted it earlier today. USA Today, SI, ESPN, NBA and NBA TV all led with and tweeted all morning about Russell Westbrook. That's not helping James Harden, and yet James Harden's team has a far better record. They're going to go farther. They have a higher seed, and they've exceeded expectations. It's not fair and it's not right, but it is the way it is right now.
I'm kind of with you, and I like Lamont's point, and I don't think it's a point that's been made a lot. But he does bring up that, you know, and we've always talked about MVPs kind of being a moving target, and it is interesting when you look across sports, you know, and to bring it, you know, just to throw baseball in the mix, most people are picking Mike Trout to be the MVP this year. I mean, if you look at most experts, a lot of them are saying in the AL, oh, Mike Trout's the MVP. Yeah, on a team that's probably going to finish fourth in their division, if they're lucky, they might go fifth. I mean, you don't know. They're on a few deep sleeper picks, but for the most part, the Angels might finish fourth, but you're still saying Trout is the best. So it's the thing that's one of those things in sports that will never be solved unless you have two different awards, which is the best player and the most valuable player. And until you come up with that, there's always going to be these wonderful arguments that we get to have on Sports Talk Radio. And to Lamont's point, you know what I mean? It's a moving target. It's fair in one way, but not fair in the other.
His analogy is fantastic.
I love it. I do. I love it when you talk about Watt and what he did and didn't do. And he would have had to literally, he said, turn bread into wine, which would have been weird. But yeah, I mean, he's right, though. It to a certain degree, it was almost unfair. But now it seems like it's okay.
You mean in Houston he hasn't already?
Yeah. And then you've made the point, too. I think it was you that was saying, you know, 2 years ago, Harden got screwed. And it was because Golden State was the better team. Is this going to be again? So, I don't know. It makes for fun radio to a certain degree.
Well, it makes for good discussion, but at the same time, it's going to be really unfair if James has the season he has and for the second time in 3 years gets screwed and people can't give you a clear definition as to why, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Hey, dude, I like the Cyndi Lauper. You can look and you will find me. Do you, now you and I have an affinity for the chick songs, right, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you,
I haven't jammed to this song in a while, but I absolutely would. I wouldn't care.
I have this on my, you guys know, I have a whole chick,
category
playlist on my, on my Google Play. Cause you know, I have the monthly where you get unlimited songs. You just make playlists and I just dump. Yeah. And Cindy's, she's not batting lead off, but she's hitting in the middle of the order.
Yeah, I think she's okay.
She was talented, but MTV helped make her like huge.
Not hot. You would literally have to promise me a later date with a hot chick if I had to bone her. Cyndi Lauper.
Her voice didn't help either.
Oh yeah, give it to me. Yeah, that's not.
The Brooklyn. What? The Brooklyn Helium voice.
She had a very Edith Bunker sound to her. Oh, Archie, yeah. Like, no, I don't want to. Yeah, I just need you to.
She made Fran Drescher your official voiceover voice. Because
So is this your jam or girls just want to have fun?
Both. Both.
What happened to Shebop?
And True Colors. Shebop.
Shebop was all right. But yeah. True Colors was huge.
You know what Shebop's about, Nick?
I do not.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
We've had this discussion on the show.
Okay.
Shebop.
I can't say it.
Shebop is about.
I'd have to.
It's about diddling the fiddle. About.
Yeah, don't.
It's
don't,
about.
Yeah, don't think of new
Nick's
words.
Nick's already worried. Don't do it. Don't start it.
And I've got to do a read. I don't want to be getting dumped right before a read. I guess that's not a good precedence to set. All right, guys. If you need to sell your home and you need to do so quickly, then give the folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers a call because they'll tell you no problem. We'll buy it and we'll make you a cash offer. If you're trying to get out from under your house and you need to do so fast and maybe you can't because you've got back taxes or delinquent HOA dues, divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, maybe even unemployment, give the folks at Gulf State Homebuyers a call, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. They'll make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. They're there. They're in your corner. All you've got to do is make that call, sit back and relax, and let their team of professionals help you. 281-717-6100. They have a attorneys, they have title companies, a huge outstanding in-house staff that's going to take care of you and show you a stress-free way to sell your home. Get a clear understanding of your situation, but you can only do it if you give them a call, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Kelly McGillis was hot.
Come on, Goose.
Nick is lost.
Hey. Tom Cruise is in this video.
Hey guys.
If you thought Tom Cruise was hot, that's fine. Kelly McGillis.
Who's up for some shirtless volleyball? You've obviously never seen Top Gun.
Yes, with Kenny Loggins playing with the shirtless boys volleyball. Is the song that they played.
Have you never seen Top Gun?
No, I've seen Top Gun. I just didn't remember that scene. But yeah.
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 That's like the corniest thing in a movie ever. You don't remember that?
I don't remember. I haven't watched Top Gun in forever.
Because the soundtrack was huge back then, too.
Yeah. I think next week we need to do soundtracks.
Kelly McGillis, by the way, was Cruise's girlfriend in the movie Top Gun.
Yes.
And Kenny Loggins, Playing with the Boys, was the song played when they were playing shirtless volleyball.
Yes.
Little known fact.
And this one
is
when...
My nickname in high school?
Playing with the Boys.
Mav.
Oh. Was it really?
Yeah, and had the whole haircut and the whole
Did you
works.
Have a goose?
Was it really?
And did you have a goose?
My best friend, who was the center on our basketball team... Was Goose. Yep. And I'm going to tell you something right now.
And you expect me not to make fun of you?
What time is it? Well, you make fun of me every day. What time is it? Yeah, I better not. I don't know if I should tell the rest of that story.
I want to hear it now. Oh, we have
four or 5 minutes.
And if I tell it to Barry, it's going to go completely on just deaf ears. It's just going to be silent. It's going to be just absorbed and taken in.
So it's not that good? I'm not going to like it?
Yeah, it's good. It's just other people won't like it.
Oh. Why? Did y'all do some experimenting or something?
No.
One time we got drunk and played Spin the Bottle.
I'm telling you what.
Mav and Goose. Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. That's almost as hilarious as when me and my blonde-haired friend thought we were the Rock and Roll Express. That is great. Mav
and then
and
all
Goose.
The rest of the guys on our baseball team wanted to have Top Gun nicknames. Iceman. I'm going to be Iceman, everything like that. But the ones that stuck were Mav and Goose. Dude, we were best friends in high school.
That is hilarious.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man.
What?
First day of college.
Uh-huh.
And still had that look and that haircut and still had a whole lot more hair.
Y'all were getting ass?
Oh, boy.
Mav and Goose. Did y'all feel the need? The need for speed.
Like, we went on a welcoming committee our first day of college at night to the girls' dorm. And the minute I walked in, we were walking down the hallway, and you had your dorm room door open?
Uh-huh.
And there was a big Top Gun poster right inside the door.
Yeah.
It was just like, you could have the sirens going. I'd be like, in!
Did you ever get asked to that song?
That's what I'm telling you.
Did you?
That's what
you
I'm
would play
you.
That song?
No, not using that song, but I knew because of the...
Thought you would have that song going, and y'all would be like, he's on his side of the room getting ass, you're on your side of the room getting ass, and then y'all would like high five?
No.
No? No.
That song drove me
That would have been way better. Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good song. I liked it, Nick.
I'm not ragging your list, Nick. I just was never a fan of that song.
I think he just did.
I just wasn't a fan of that song.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of songs in the 80s. I'm sure.
Who was that? Was that Berlin?
Berlin.
Yes, there you
Berlin.
Go.
That's why I gave you a blank stare when you mentioned the girl, because I thought you were referring to somebody.
See, I see what you did there with the blank stare thing coming back at me. I get
I didn't mean that.
No, I get it. That's fine.
That was so unintentional.
I see what you did there.
Show name.
Yeah.
The blank stare.
Who started the blank stare thing?
Me.
Anyway? Okay.
When I was on 3 days a week and we were saying we needed to come up with a show name, I wanted to call it Blank Stares.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it's out there for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Just fill in the blank next time, Nick. Or write me a blank check.
You've heard them all, huh?
Well, I have, several times over.
I do think it's pretty awesome that you were Mav and Goose.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, dude. That's awesome. And me and my buddy were...
you saw the picture of me and Shaquille O'Neal at the draft.
I did.
That was when I was an intern coming out of college, and that was that same kind of look.
He had a very... Well, that was more Color Me Bad than Top Gun.
No, that was a flat top crew cut.
Mm.
I'll have to find it.
I don't know.
I tweeted it a long time, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I can always go back and...
I think we need to find it and set up a...
Stock
and that was after my... Senior year of college. I'm talking about after coming out of high school, it was even more so.
I wish we were doing Thefty Thursday, our idea of stealing everyone's bits, because we could do an Instapoll. Matt Thomas. We could do an Instapoll and see if this is more Top Gun or more Color Me Bad on the picture. I think we should still do a poll. Joel, you should do the poll, and we'll retweet it. Everyone go follow at Pac-Man Joel, and you put it out there, and we'll retweet it.
Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Yeah. I think you should.
I know you think I should.
And you won't.
Which is probably the main reason why I shouldn't.
As my mom would say, you're a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, wow.
You're no fun.
Okay.
All right.
But, you want to dance with somebody.
Nick, your list is a little gay.
I don't care. I don't care.
It is a little, this isn't even International Women's Day.
I don't care.
And you played...
Don't disrespect Whitney Houston's name.
I could literally see you getting a mani-pedi with this...
When you say Whitney's name, put some respect on it.
Respect.
I can literally see you, like, at the spa getting a facial, be like, oh, girl, turn that up. That's my jam.
So this
jam.
Is from y'all's era, obviously. Don't lie. Both of you guys danced to this song.
I did not.
You totally danced to this song.
I'm not a big Whitney fan either.
You loved Whitney.
As a dude.
I'll tell you what. I think Bobby screwed up Whitney's career. But
I'm pretty sure. I don't deny that. I'm pretty sure that's
as a guy who's been on these airways for 4+ years being very self-deprecating and admitting pretty much being an open book to anything, I was the first one to tell you I love chick songs. Not this, though. This...
you do have the power right there.
Put it this way. Wham was way less gay than this.
Wham?
Wham was
How
less
Wham
gay
less
than
gay?
This.
There was an actual gay
exactly.
dude.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No. This... Chick songs are not gay.
No, I agree. This is... This is...
My jam.
I don't know that anything could trump Wham, by the way.
I can just see you sitting down, like, drawing hearts and penises. Listen to this.
Hey, we got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more show on that note. So if you want to join us, please. It'll make everything a lot easier. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5.